Good evening. Good to see everybody tonight. Thank you all so much for being here. It's a joy to serve Lone Oak First Baptist Church. In Acts chapter 14, verse 27, Paul and Barnabas arrived to Antioch from their missionary journey, and the Bible reads, they gathered the church together, and they began to report in great detail everything that God had done with them and how he had opened to the Gentiles a door of faith in Jesus as the Messiah and Savior. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the joy of your salvation. Father, just guide our steps this evening. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So this evening we will review some of what our church family was mobilized to do this year in missions and preview some of what is coming up. Excuse me, I got something in my throat. Preview what is coming up in 2026. We will also hear from some of our mission partners. Our missions prayer guide for 2026 is available in the back on the usher stand, as well as a connection center that our mission table is outside the door. You can pick up one and be in prayer and pray how God might use you. I'm so thankful to Dr. Scott and our staff and our missions committee who helped guide the direction. Excuse me. Of our church and missions. Well, I had one a while ago. I had one. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Hey. Thank you. I've got one. Thank you. Hey, oh goodness. But thank you, Dr. Scott, our staff, and our missions committee who help guide the direction of our church and missions. And thank you, church family, for serving in multiple ways of learning and praying and giving and going and encouraging others to do the same. As we've said so many times, Lone Oak First Baptist Church is a great commission church that uses the strategy of Acts 1:8 to reach the world for Christ with a great commission pastor, Dr. Scott. We exalt Christ, we make disciples, and pass the torch. And Dr. Scott encourages all of us to be about the Father's business, especially in being intentional in sharing our personal faith in Jesus Christ just as we go. He challenges us to not only go deep in our faith, but wide in sharing it. Dr. Scott preached through the Bible this year, and he provided a plan, and he challenged all of us to read the Bible through. Dr. Scott encouraged our church through our 2025 emphasis of real relationships, biblical literacy, member mobilization, ministry, and missions. Dr. Scott shared recently that our 2026 emphasis is scripture memorization, strengthening relationships, and spiritual gifts. Shaped by scripture, booklets are available to challenge and encourage us with scripture memory. This past March, taking advantage of the success of 2024's Hope for West Kentucky, evangelist Ken Freeman preached a revival at our church. Many people made decisions for Christ and were encouraged in their faith. In May, Dr. Scott and Brother Mark were part of the planning team that organized the CP100 that celebrated the 100-year anniversary of the cooperative program, which has its roots in First Baptist Church, Murray, Kentucky. Our church was recognized by the Kentucky Baptist Convention this year as the second highest giving church to the cooperative program in Kentucky. There's more than 2,350 churches in Kentucky, Southern Baptist churches in Kentucky, and we were second in giving to the cooperative program. We're a missions-minded church. Through our weekly benevolent ministry, we were able to assist 1 to 3 families weekly this year. Each family received a grocery voucher, a gospel witness, and information about our church. We were able to assist some church members with utility bills, fuel to travel for out-of-town doctor's appointments and more. Most recently, just before Christmas, we were able to help a single mom pay her rent so she could stay in her home. And that was a great, great joy and Christmas present for her. And so thank you for giving to the Good Samaritan Benevolent Offering. Disaster relief efforts this year include more than 24 church members received disaster relief training or updated their credentials from the Kentucky Baptist Convention. Our church's disaster relief team responded to local needs in cooperation with other Baptist-trained churches, other trained disaster relief churches in our association. For 2026, various training courses for disaster relief will be offered across the state. I encourage you to be a part of that. The nearest one will take place in Henderson, Kentucky on March 21st, and we'd love to see as many folks involved in that as possible. Our church has partnered for many years with the Merriman House, the local domestic crisis center. At Thanksgiving this year, Dr. Scott and his family led a team of church families to serve a Thanksgiving meal at the Merriman House. Church volunteers served in yearly food collection at Kroger stores on Saturday before Super Bowl, and surprisingly, Super Bowl Sunday is the day with the highest amount of domestic violence. We also donated needed items and evangelistic materials to Mountain of Hope, which is a 30-day residential substance abuse treatment program for women at the Merriman House. In partnership with Hope Unlimited, Lone Oak First Baptist Church has helped moms choose life and be a support to moms and dads who choose parenting or an adoption plan. Through baby bottles for Hope Unlimited, our church gave more than $4,506. In partnership with Lifeline Ministry for Men and Women, a ministry to help men and women overcome addiction, our church provided a new engraved Bible to all those entering the program. For many years, our church has provided volunteers to teach and lead and encourage ministry in multiple ways through Lifeline. Lifeline Ministry held their graduation on November 15th here at our church, and that brings the total to more than 276 people in 6 years living lives changed free from addiction. If you've never been to one of the graduations, it's incredible how God is working. Also, as you'll notice, sometimes we are blessed to have our friends from Lifeline often worship with us. At our inaugural Acts 1:8 packing party, more than 350 people helped pack 566 Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes, and this should yield more than 202 salvations through follow-up discipleship. We were able to pack 80 hygiene kits for local ministries like River City Missions that included a gospel presentation, and 40 backpacks for Eastern Kentucky through our partnership with Clear Creek Baptist Bible College that included a gospel presentation, and many students and teachers accepted Jesus Christ as Savior because of this ministry. This year, we transitioned from Angel Tree Ministry to another gospel ministry that helped bridge the gap between incarcerated parents and their children that live in our area. We contacted the jailer and chaplain of McCracken County Jail, and we asked, how can Lone Oak First Baptist Church minister and encourage the incarcerated? Well, a plan was made, and we were able to give study Bibles, Christmas food vouchers, and information about our church to those who were released in December, and there were 11 that were released that we were able to encourage. The McCracken County Juvenile Detention Center asked if our church could provide items for Christmas stockings for the 45 boys living at the detention center. And we were able to give 45 brand new pair of socks and 45 Henry Blackaby devotion books to put in their Christmas stockings that they received this year. The volunteer coordinator who we talked to, Nathan and I talked to, said that they have a need for Christian men to come and teach life skills to those boys. They also have a need for Sunday morning worship service for the boys. So be in prayer about that, how we can serve. This year, we gave out more than 263 $50 Christmas food vouchers, information about our church and how to receive a Bible to local families in five schools through Family Service Society, and families in our church are connected through our church. We blessed River City Mission with food, and as you know, River City Mission provides temporary shelter to single men and families, helping them find jobs and permanent housing, and some are military veterans. A group of men from our church repaired two of their cottages that had plumbing and carpentry needs, which allowed two more families then to have housing at River City Mission. Because of limited church campus space, we were able to do pumpkin patch. So Patrick Greer led the way this Halloween with Glow, which is the one time a year, Patrick says, when people come to our home. And almost 200 families from Lone Oak First Baptist Church opened their homes, handed out candy, shared resources about our church, and most importantly, shared the hope for Christ. Lone Oak First Baptist Church sent four mission teams to serve many needs and continue to grow our new partnership with Clear Creek Baptist Bible College in Eastern Kentucky. The first team built wheelchair ramps for senior adults and people with special needs. The second mission team built front porches on cottages at local Baptist camp that children attend at no charge. And then the third and fourth mission teams, including our Max Kids fifth graders and adults, helped prepare and give out backpacks for Eastern Kentucky at local schools where the gospel was also presented. Let's hear from our partner there, Ryan Martin, volunteer coordinator for Clear Creek Baptist Bible College.
Father, I thank you, Lord, just for all this ministry. I thank you, Lord, for all these backpacks and all these groups and mission teams that's come in to be able to help do this ministry this week. And Lord, I thank you for Lone Oak, Lord. They've come twice this week just to help me on the front end of this and on the back end. And as we finish, Lord, we just want to give you praise of what you've done this week with salvations and blessing all these children in the mountains. In Jesus' name, amen. So this ministry is called Heart for Appalachia. We started this in 2014, and in 12 years, God has given us the opportunity to go into the schools, which is a very unique opportunity. We had prayed for a few years for an opportunity to be able to share God's word in the schools, and God gave me a burden years ago and began to pray, and this came through a little thing called a backpack. In 2014 was my first year. And so since 2014, this will be the 12th season, we have gave away somewhere around 22 to 24,000 backpacks, probably this year over 24,000 backpacks. And we've had over 2,000 children, school teachers, everybody come to Christ or make decisions over these last few years. And these backpacks are considered to be worth about $50 each. And so with that and giving away coats and shoes and everything that God has sent us, the best I can figure, we've gave away somewhere over $1 million worth of stuff in just these last few years to be a help to these children here in the mountains. Just the basic things of school supplies, the basic things of just pencils, notebooks. A lot of these children don't have. Just right across the mountain just a few years ago, we got a letter from a little boy that said he wasn't going to get Christmas. And all he wanted for Christmas in his little letter was just a pack of colored pencils. And he said that he was so thankful. He had prayed about pencils because his mom and dad was out of work, and that he got those pencils in his backpack so he could draw. We've had kids 10, 12 years old, has never had a new backpack that they wrote us a letter about. Kids 10, 12 years old that's never had a basketball or a football. And we're able to provide all that stuff. We've had many stories of children that said they would never have Christmas if it wasn't for us. Just this week, we had a little girl that told her principal, she said, "This is the best day of my life." As we take in these schools, somewhere anywhere between 100 and 500 backpacks, some of them as small as 100 kids. But as one little boy said just a few years ago, now I don't have the name of the little boy, but he said, "We're changing lives one backpack at a time." And so this ministry has expanded over the years. It was small. I ran it out of my church. I'm a pastor over in Tennessee, ran it out of my church. But then just the last few years, It's expanded, and I've had to go to a nonprofit status to where I could grow bigger, and God is just keeps blessing. It's just amazing of what that he's done. But I just want to say thank you to Lone Oak, and thank you for all that you all have done and helped me. And as this ministry has expanded, it's called Heart for Appalachia. It started out with the backpacks and the school children and all that, but we're also working with churches now that need help. Just this last few summers, we've worked like putting on vinyl siding. We've painted in churches. We do VBSs. It's spun off into day camps. We're able to go into the schools to do day camps in the summertime. And your church was the first group to come to help us to build porches and ramps and just different things like that, just to be a help in this aging community here. But we're based out of Pineville, Kentucky. And my base, I work for the Clear Creek Baptist Bible College. That's where we're based out of here in Pineville, Kentucky. But just want to thank everybody and have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. And we're planning more opportunities to send mission teams to serve through Clear Creek Baptist Bible College, possibly a soccer camp, more construction teams, and perhaps a medical mission team are being considered. Per Chicago, Lone Oak First Baptist Church sent mission teams to our partner church, Elmwood Park Community Church, there in Chicago, to reach people groups like Polish, Ukrainian, and Hispanic community. They led an evangelistic Easter egg hunt, prepared and gave out Thanksgiving and Christmas food baskets, did construction on the church, donated Spanish Bibles, and donated and gave out coats and other clothing. Let's hear from partner Pastor Sean and Sister Lydia Stevenson.
Hey, Lone Oak Baptist Church family. Sean and Lydia Stevenson here, Elmwood Park Community Church in Elmwood Park, Illinois. Jeff had reached out to us and asked us just to give you a little update about how the year's gone. We've had an amazing year here at Elmwood Park Community Church. By the end of next Sunday, the 28th, we'll have baptized 27 folks this year. The food pantry is going great. We serve between 150 to 200 families each week. Clothes closets is going amazing, giving away a lot of clothes, a lot of coats. The Spanish ministry that we're doing here is going well. They have a core group that they're meeting with now. They have plans for the new year to continue to grow that ministry. And
yeah. Church is going great. Lots of new babies. We have new babies and lots of babies on the way. So it's really great to see our children's ministry doing so well. And you know, this is all possible from the generous giving of our partners like you guys. And you guys not only partner with us financially, but just bringing groups up, not only to encourage our community, but to encourage us. And we really appreciate you guys. And we love you so much. We consider you our family.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys. We love you. Look forward to seeing you again soon. And I know we'll have some more teams here in 2026.
Amen. A note, Patrick let us know this morning that Pastor Sean recently tore his Achilles tendon, so he's immobile now and can't work and can't go to church. So just be in prayer for him that he heals quickly. Amen. Per Cuba, you heard from some of our teams these past weeks, but I wanted to share one more story. Our students that went this last May and 1st of June, our students and Cuban Baptists from three churches did door-to-door evangelism in three different towns with more than 26 people accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. So kudos to our students who worked with translators and Cuban Baptists to lead folks to Christ. Let's hear from two of our Cuban pastors with whom we continue to serve. The first is Pastor Rene Colombo Batista.
Bendiciones, Pastor Kim, el Pastor Scott y demás y de la Iglesia del Loto. Estamos muy agradecidos a Dios por todo lo que Él ha permitido hacer aquí en Roacete y en nuestro Vidite en el distrito Osteño. Usted ha sido una bendición, pues cada vez que usted ha venido a Cuba, hemos tenido resultados ante el Pastor. Y en una ocasión que vimos una clínica de salud aquí en Placeta, donde 116 vidas se le adhieron al Señor, de las cuales ya pudimos bautizar un tremendo duco y hay votos que quedaron para bautizar próximamente. Ahora, recientemente, tuvimos también una clínica de salud con Tere en Jaquibonico, donde 72 vidas se cayeron al Señor. Solo Dios merece toda la gloria. Pero hemos dicho de alegría y de gozo poderle transmitir a ustedes que esas son respuestas contestadas a lo que Dios está haciendo. Y aún no lo conformamos, queremos más, porque queremos nadar a Cuba para Cristo ya. Pero eso también es motivo de alegría. Al darnos cuenta que ustedes han dejado muchas veces sus comodidades para venir a ser instrumento de bendición aquí, a nuestro país, a nuestro distrito, a nuestra iglesia, a nuestra familia y a nuestro ministerio. Nosotros estamos muy contentos, muy agradecidos a Dios por todo lo que Dios está haciendo. Reciban ustedes un abrazo y una sincera felicitación de parte de la Iglesia Bautista Jehová Tide aquí en Placeta, lo cual estamos totalmente agradecidos por todo lo que han hecho por nosotros, lo que no, todo lo que tenemos, como dice el himno, se lo debemos a Él por su gracia. Pero usted ha sido un instrumento de revisión para poder celebrar nuestro ministerio aquí en Placeta. Así que no hay palabra como agradecer a Dios. Quiero que en esta Navidad pueda usted disfrutar de este maravilloso regalo donde Jesucristo vino para dar tire y mire la abundancia. Y quiero una mía especial de un próspero año nuevo para que cuando comiencen su ministerio y su vida y sus familias en este nuevo año, la gloria de Dios se manifieste y podamos seguir ganando vida para Cristo. Un abrazo. Dios le bendiga.
That's great. Un abrazo, big hug. I love that. This last year, Dr. Scott was invited to preach at the Cuban Baptist Convention, and Pastor Yanya was his translator, and we know our students have served with him. He speaks good English. He's going to share a message with us now.
God bless you all, Lone Oak First Baptist Church. So for me, it's a privilege to address you, and I am Pastor Yanya. I'm a Cuban pastor, and I've been pastoring from 2012. I was just 22 years when I started to pastor in the church in Ciego de Ávila. I spent 5 years there, then I moved to Santiago, in which I was youth minister. Then I went to the countryside in Granma province, and I was pastoring there two churches at the same time. And then I came here to Jatibonico, to the Second Baptist Church. And during these 13 years, I've been preaching the gospel, not only from the pulpit, but also going to evangelistic campaign, knocking doors, preaching to people on the streets. So I have the privilege to do that, and from the pulpit as well. So me, I believe that the Bible speaks about Jesus, and in every preaching, I always am presenting the gospel to the whole congregation, to the people who are visiting, and calling them to repentance and believe in Jesus our Savior. One of the prayers that God has answered to me is one of my dreams was to create a Bible Institute. So I have that privilege here. Another answer prayer was precisely to get to see people saved. God has given me as well the opportunity of planting one church and to restore two of them. Now He's giving me the opportunity of planting another church. Not to me precisely, so I've been overseeing the church planting, but now we acquired a new house to have a new house church. So we are very excited to get to plant a new church here in Jatibonico. So that's definitely what gives me the satisfaction of knowing that I'm in God's will and I'm doing what He was intended for me when He created me. And especially God has given me the opportunity of getting to know very good people, and you are one of them. So I'm so thankful to God for you. And remember that you have a professor here who loves, who admires the Lone Oak First Baptist Church, its leadership, its worship, its preaching, its pastor, and all of your pastors. You're such a blessed church. May God bless you. I have no word, so I am speechless. May God bless you and reward you.
Amen, amen. We plan to send more mission teams this year as we seek to fit into their strategy of what they need. We were able to send two teams to France this year. One team led a father-son retreat for our International Mission Board missionaries, and our second team served with the International Mission Board missionaries and French Baptist churches to do evangelistic outreach as they seek to plant new churches there. We're in the process of planning for 2026 to send a mission team to lead a family retreat for our International Mission Board families, as well send a mission team to serve with Send Relief to do some hands-on construction projects there. Be in prayer for those as we move forward. Michael Harrington and his wife Jojo lead the Francophone team, which plants churches among French speakers in France and Belgium and Canada and now the Netherlands, and longtime partners with them. Let's hear from Michael Harrington.
Hello, Lone Oak First Baptist. This is Michael Harrington in Strasbourg, France. I am walking through the streets of our neighborhood. And just wanted to send this video to say thank you. Thank you for giving to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering and other initiatives that support mission work around the world. Thank you for praying for our family and our work over here in France. All around me, I see just signs of the redemptive work of our Lord and Savior and of the gospel. I think of people that we have been working with here, a young man who is currently in a baptism prep course who over the past year has just become on fire for the Lord and really learned what it means to be a disciple of Christ. I think of a couple of folks who've been attending a Discovery Bible study with us and who have moved from just complete agnosticism and atheism to a place of believing that God is real and an idea that if he is truly real, he sent his son to live and to die for us. And as some of these folks are wrestling with what that means, we pray that God bring them fully into his family. I think of just down the street here, a space that we actually just signed for a church plant to begin meeting in consistently and are soon to have our first ever service in that space. And I think of all the relationships that have led to that. The fact that when I go into a cafe here in town, I can barely sit for a short time without multiple people stopping to say hi because the work that we have been involved in here is really anchoring us into this community. A wild story, think of a man I actually met yesterday who, you know, is really seeking the Lord, is reading God's word, and looking for some help understanding it. And I asked him how he had gotten in touch with a friend of mine who had put us in touch. And he said, well, I simply went to ChatGPT and I asked ChatGPT who in this area could I talk to the Bible or could I talk about the Bible with. And it gave me the phone number of this other pastor. And he gave me your number because he said you lived a block away from me. And so here we are. It's amazing some of the tools that God is using to bring people to himself. So all that to say, God is on the move here in Strasbourg as well as throughout France, where we see continued momentum in church planting, where we see young believers rising up and saying that they want to take the gospel to their towns, their villages, their neighborhoods. Please pray that this would continue, that new leadership would emerge as it is desperately needed. We see some of our small churches around France, pastors that are reaching retirement age and desperately need the next generation to rise up and take it forward, especially as we continue seeing churches planted and multiplied. So pray for the work here, for our family as well. Thank you very much. As this year draws to a close, we are thankful and we are excited for what 2026 has in store.
Amen. Amen. Raising up leaders and discipling young folks, that's what we're seeking to do here at our church. Per Central Asia, a mission team from our church served with a larger Kentucky Baptist team in Central Asia to provide member care at a family retreat for our International Mission Board missionaries, and we hope to do the same in 2026. We'll be in prayer for that. Per Chile, we heard from our three Lone Oak First Baptist Church mission teams to Chile earlier this year, and we are in the process of planning to send future teams to help with church planting, as well as how to encourage the Chilean Baptist Convention construct an addition to their Baptist nursing home there in Santiago. So let's hear from Chilean Baptist Valeria Darat. She is the partnership director between the Chilean and Kentucky Baptist Conventions.
Hi, brothers and sisters from Lone Oak Baptist Church. This is Valeria from Chile, part of the team that receives all of you when you come down here to Chile to serve alongside our Chilean Baptist churches. Lord, just really want to say thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for the investment that all of you have been doing for the kingdom of God here in Chile and also in the state. Really thankful for that. And it's a blessing to be brothers and sisters and have a great and wonderful and joyful Christmas with your family and friends, and also a happy new year. And for us, this year, it's been really blessed. God has helped us through your partnership and through other churches as well to grow and to be able to reach out more people, to be able to go out there and share, especially with kids, with teenagers and ministries and open doors of schools. And that's something that we know that it's an answer of many years of praying in many parts that our brothers and sisters of Julian churches are. So that's one of the main things that I'm really thankful for, how God has been using all the teams to impact schools that were not even allowed to go and share the gospel, and that had opened those doors. So I'm really thankful for that. And hope to see you someday, hope to visit all of you. And I just want to say God bless you all and thank you so much. Bye.
Oh, she's wonderful. Praise the Lord. You know, we had Landon Williams here with us a few weeks ago, and his wife Megan has created a English as a Second Language program. I think we've taught at least 3 ESL classes. I know Carly was a big part of starting that, kicking that off, that ministry for us. And we've seen folks come to Christ through that and churches encouraged. And so we have a message from Megan Williams, Landon's wife. She'll share with us.
Hi, Lone Oak family. It's so wonderful to be able to say hello to you in this brand new year. Along with Landon, Emery Penn, and Mary Margaret, we just want to say thank you for all the many ways that you guys have blessed us and partnered with us over this last year. I wanted to share with you a little testimony that comes from what the Lord showed me about a year ago in Isaiah 11. In Isaiah 11, we read that out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot, yes, a new branch, bearing fruit from the old root. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And we know that that shoot is Jesus. As I was preparing my heart for Christmas, I was reading those words, and they couldn't have come at a better time, because really in some of my personal ministry, I was seeing a big trunk where a beautiful tree once stood. And the Lord had been trying to tell me for a while that he wanted me to multiply myself. But I was really just kind of down in the weeds with a lot of personal relationships and pouring into people. And that wasn't really giving me a lot of the time to be able to see a bigger picture and to see some of the things that God was bringing into my life. But through that stump, the Lord was able to move forward and able to bring other people that we've been praying for, people like you, to come alongside us and to join us and join hands in the ministry and really to be that shoot. Because we know that with Jesus, there is always a shoot. And you, Lone Oak family, have been a shoot for our family, a shoot of hope. You've come alongside us. And even while we've been on stateside for these past 5, almost 6 months, you've still gone on to Chile. You've partnered with us in the English as a Second Language classes. You have been, in many ways, the Barnabas that we needed along the way. And so, from our family to yours, we just want to say thank you. And I'll close by reading a final word in this chapter. In verse 10, it says, "In that day, the heir to David's throne will be a banner of salvation to all the world. The nations will rally to him." Thank you for doing your part in the Great Commission so that we can together reach all the nations all around the world. We love you and we thank you.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Scott mentioned the Masons this morning in our worship service. James and Abby recently celebrated their first year in Glasgow, Scotland. And for those of you who don't know, they came to us from Central Asia and now transferred to Scotland. Let's hear a message from the James and Abby Mason.
Hey, Lone Oak, this is James and Abby. And can you believe that we have now been in Scotland for 1 year? We just wanted to send a quick video just to say thank you for all of your love and support that you've shown our way.
We also wanted to share a little update. Many of you were praying for our Friendsgiving we had a couple weeks back. We had several friends and neighbors come over. We were able to share what we were thankful for and spend time together and share about Jesus. So thanks for your prayers. Also, with Christmas season coming up, we have lots of opportunities, community events, and other things we'll be sharing with our neighbors. So please pray that we'll be bold in our conversations and sharing the true reason of Christmas.
Also, as many of you know, we moved to Scotland to partner with Calderwood Baptist Church in order to plant a new church, Grace Church East Kilbride. So over this past year, we have worked hard to establish a core team of elders. We also have obtained the keys to a vacant community hall. Starting at the new year, we hope to establish community groups that meet once a week during the week.
Merry Christmas from the Masons.
Amen. Amen. So we plan to send a team to serve with them. They need some construction needs on the church there and also some evangelism projects we hope to work on. So be in prayer for how we can serve with the Masons. Been in touch with the pastor that he serves with there. So God continues to do some great things there in Scotland. As we close out, I want to thank you for giving to our special offerings of the Good Samaritan Benevolent Offering for local missions, the Eliza Broaddus Offering for state missions right here in Kentucky, the Annie Armstrong Offering for the North American Mission Board, the Lottie Moon Christmas Offering for international missions. Of course, we're faithfully giving to the Cooperative Program weekly. So as we continue to say, it's all about God. And as Pastor Renee reminded, it's for His glory. And that's why we do it. That's when we ask us to do something, He'll give us the strength and the energy and the direction and guidance to do what He calls us to do. And sometimes we haven't experienced that before, but if He calls us, He'll help us take that first step to the direction that He would have us go. As we continue to say, as I shared, it's all about God. As our worship leaders come forward, perhaps you have watched or listened to this report this evening, and maybe God has touched your heart. Maybe you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus and would like to. We invite you to accept Him as Lord and Savior. Realize that you are a sinner. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. Repent of your sins, and by faith, just simply ask Jesus to come into your heart. I like to say you take one step toward Jesus before your foot even hits the ground. You're saved because He knows your heart. And He helps you finish taking that step and the next step and all the rest of the steps, all the rest of your life. The Bible says in Romans 10:9, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, we'll be saved. And so whatever God is leading you to do, please talk to Dr. Scott or one of our ministers tonight, or text or call 270-398-5005 and a minister will contact you. Please stand and pray with me. Dear God, I pray for those who need to make a decision tonight. Give them courage to follow through, Father. God, we pray that you continue to guide our church and that we would be obedient to your call. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Brother Mark will lead us in singing, or Pastor Scott will be here.